BJ and Jamie. Well, here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059, live on the Odyssey app, too. And the podcast there later on today. Get it all. It's a free app for your phone, the Odyssey app. Happy Friday. Friday. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
I had to think of your name there for a minute. I'm off just a little bit. I've already been eating barbecue this morning.
I know. You've been scouring this place for barbecue.
Yeah, I've been scouring because you guys had a big meeting here yesterday, which I couldn't make, and I always look forward to the food that's left over. Now, the food this time, they didn't put in the fridge.
They didn't?
It's on the counter.
Oh, are you eating it?
It's only... Dude. 18 hours old.
Oh, my God. They didn't put it in the fridge?
I'm not feeling so good. Yeah. The brisket's good. What was the name of that place again?
GQ Barbecue.
GQ Barbecue.
It's really good, though.
Oh, it's delicious. Hours later, it's good.
Was it covered, at least?
No, it's not covered.
Was it covered?
No, it's wide open down there.
Oh my God.
Baked beans.
Oh, no. Dude.
Man, it was delicious.
No.
Oh, look at me. Yeah. Look at my belly. Look at my belly.
Okay, ooh, can I tell you?
My belly.
Listen, we were there and it was burning. It was literally all of that food boiled and burned.
It did?
Yeah.
Doesn't taste it. Tastes pretty damn good this morning.
They didn't put it in the fridge.
No, I know because everybody had to go to the next meeting. And I mean, they had to go to the next meeting, right?
So nobody came back?
Yeah, nobody came back. But the thing was, it was boiling. And then Debbie and I were like, we probably need to put these burners out.
Yeah. I noticed that some of the brisket's overcooked. Just a bit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's and the pork gross. The pork's pretty lean. It's pretty good. Yep. It's pretty good.
All right. Well, anyway.
It's pretty good this morning. Yep. There's a big problem. I-70 eastbound is closed at Peoria. They've got a pedestrian that's been hit there.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Good this morning. Not a way to start a Friday, that's for sure. Yeah, so it's closed down this morning. So if you've got to take that direction, you got to find an alternate, man, because it's completely closed and it is backed up this morning. So not a good start to a Friday there. Today is bag day. We're doing a drop today. We're going to Thornton. Got the location. We're ready to go. 150 bags. Spadil on the way. Carson on the way. We're going to be throwing that stuff out like popcorn this morning.
Yeah,
it's gonna be crazy.
Our CEO was in town and and so they gave her one of the bags with like liquor and stuff in it. And she's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
She did?
Yeah. Because she has a carry on.
That doesn't sound very grateful to me.
That's perfect.
Remember, didn't she say that? She goes, what am I supposed to do with this?
Well, you're on our team. Yeah, you're supposed to be very happy that you got your hands on one.
Well,
it's a limited edition.
She didn't. She's like, I have a carry on only. What am I supposed to do?
Did she look at the bag saying, why did we pay for these?
Kind of.
I bet you that was going through her brain. Yeah.
See that? Like, what in the hell are you guys spending
money
on?
I'm pretty sure she left the water bottle here.
Did she?
That we all saw.
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
I don't think that made the trip.
Well, and she can't carry on all the alcohol either.
No.
So that's why she said, what am I supposed to do?
Let's give the water bottle to Call or Die. It's got everybody in the building's autograph on it.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
We give it away.
Anyway, so we're going to go where?
We're going to Thornton today. We're going to be up there. We'll give the location in about 1 hour from now. And the boys are headed out this morning.
Does that impact you at all, the traffic?
No, it shouldn't.
I bet it will.
I bet it will because people are taking alternate routes.
I'm keeping tabs on it.
Maybe later. We've checked it this morning.
Yeah.
We've been on top of the traffic flow going through, I-25 through I-70.
Uh-huh.
And so far, it's not bad. It's okay, but we could have a problem.
You might be
a
out
little
there
bit
all
of a problem.
Day.
Yeah. All right, just getting started on a Friday. Welcome, everybody. It's going to be a hot one again today. 97 for a high. Yesterday was a scorcher. Today's going to be the same, but a little cool off for the weekend. So
nice.
That's not bad. I think near 80 for Sunday, which is pretty darn good, considering the Savannah Bananas are in town.
Saturday and Sunday.
They'll be here all weekend, and a lot more coming up this morning. So stand by. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie, just getting started on a Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
And I hate to start on such bad news this morning, but yesterday, that development with the Kelly Clarkson thing, that was terrible.
It was terrible, wasn't it?
So sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I know we'll get into it with Tabloid Trash coming up here in a few minutes, but if you haven't heard, the ex that she took that time off, who canceled the residency out in Vegas, he passed away.
Yeah. And I guess he's been battling cancer for 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it never leaked.
No.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? It is interesting. It never
leaked. All right, we'll get to that as we get going this morning. It is a Friday. Going to be a hot one today. Oh, Spadil, give me this. Savannah Bananas. And it won't play on the air.
Awesome.
Spadil, what causes this? Any idea?
I have no idea why it wouldn't. It works after I reset it, but like there's no rhyme or reason to why I need to reset it.
Why
it
locks up? Yeah. I don't either.
Here, I'm all set up to play the Savannah Banana song.
I know. And it locks up.
It does nothing.
I know. But that's just computers for you.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, man.
Isn't it?
Unreliable.
Like, it's so funny because they're so convenient, but when they don't work, it's maddening.
Yeah.
We got AI, but our computer doesn't work.
There's literally zero reason why it shouldn't work.
Exactly.
Right now.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Savannah Bananas are in town. I don't know what else to say.
They really are.
I can fix it when we're in a commercial break.
So that ChatGPT-5, right? Didn't it come out yesterday? I think it came out.
I think it did, yeah.
Yeah, because my son, he was so excited about what. Hold on, let me see what he says. He was like, but he said all this stuff that I don't really understand, to be honest with you. I'm like, wait, what? What are you saying? Hold on, let me find it. La 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 la. Stand by. OpenAI just charged you money. Oh nope, that's not it.
Here's your receipt.
Right? And then it's about my Jeep top. I'll get back to it. Let me find it and I'll let you know because I forget how often we text.
I feel like one comes out every day now.
I know, right?
I mean, there's tons of them out there.
What's really cool is that Grok is offering the video and the. Did you do it?
Yeah, the new enhanced. No, yeah. I'm gonna do it today though.
I put in BJ and Jamie and couldn't find any images to do it. So I was like, well, that's not cool. Oh. So I think I have to enter the images because Grok right now is for free. You can do the video part and stuff. And we can take a still picture and it'll make us move and do stuff. It's pretty cool.
Crazy.
Yeah,
I've not tried it. It's on my phone, but I just haven't tried it yet.
I downloaded it too.
I've tried various things like logos and different things. And it works pretty darn good. I mean, it's pretty efficient.
Yeah, it made us, I think I showed you a long time ago when it first came out, it made us a race car. Remember that race car, the F1 race car with our names on it? Stuff.
Yeah.
It got some things a little wrong, but for the most part, yeah.
You know, speaking of race cars, what happened to Nash?
We haven't spoken to Nash in weeks,
Schmidl.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Is he racing?
You're the producer of the show. What do you mean? Yeah. Well, now that you bring it up, Beach.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken to Nash in forever.
Yeah, we have not.
Is he racing? He's a local kid that's driving a race car that's a piece of junk.
But it does not help there.
Well, they're all junk. Every car on the track is junk piece. They don't care if they wreck them, the engines fall out.
They rebuild them.
Yeah, and he races around town, usually down in Pueblo. But we've supported his car, his racing career over the past couple of years. We used to talk to him every single week to get an update. We haven't heard from him at all.
Well, last time I talked to his mom, he was depressed. So
he was?
Yeah, because
the car. Oh, jeez.
Not because of anything. You know, just the car wasn't coming together.
Yeah, so. We've had our problems this season, haven't we?
Yeah, we...
We're not doing so well on the circuit.
Yeah.
I don't think. Now, I don't know because we haven't had an update. But no, you just mentioned the race cars and it just hit me.
Yeah, no, you're right. By the way, I will tell you one exciting thing about race cars, and that is F1's going to go back into the IMAX.
Yeah,
I know. After you went and saw it in regular AMC theaters.
And I waited so long to see it.
But you see it again.
I mean,
you said it was excellent.
I know.
So now go see it.
But it's not as great.
You want to see it like the first time.
Yeah, in IMAX.
Missed that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, pal.
Yeah, so they're putting it back in. And they said that this is Brad Pitt's biggest movie. I wonder if that's true over Ocean's 11 and all that.
I know it seems kind of crazy with the career that he's had.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. But I saw the same report that you saw. That it's his biggest movie. But you know, as time goes, the revenue seems to increase more money comes into the
obviously,
business.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the case because Ocean's 11 was huge.
So big,
that
right?
That was a big movie. Yeah. That was a great movie, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It was.
So I don't know. I don't know. About, but it appears that this one's doing great for you.
Yeah, they're saying.
I mean, they're over $500 million, aren't they?
They're saying it's his highest grossing movie of
really?
All time.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, over Ocean's 11, that's nuts.
All right, big bag drop today. We're going to Thornton. We'll give you all the details. That's coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. That's on the way next, so stand by for that. And the Lodge Casino. We've got a stay and buffet to give away.
Yep,
we'll do
sure
that, too, this morning. Probably around 8 o'clock for that one. All right, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So this is funny. My friend, he doesn't participate on Facebook, but he does have an account, and he just looks at everybody's accounts, right? But he doesn't participate. He just wants to see what everybody's doing. Well, I guess Facebook told him that he doesn't meet the standards to be a Facebook participant and that he needs to send a video to prove that he's real.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They think he's a bot? That's hilarious.
I know, right?
Is he going to do it?
I don't know. He
or does he care?
He's like, I don't meet Facebook standards, you guys. It was nice knowing you all. I don't know. Anyway, all right. So much to get to. First of all, as you mentioned, Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock died at 48 after a cancer battle for 3 years. He was also the former stepson of country superstar Reba McEntire. And he was married to Kelly Clarkson from 2013 to 2022. The couple shared two young kids. It's just weird that nobody knew this was happening.
No, we said yesterday it has to be something very serious. And
yeah.
She even mentioned it was an illness, but not to this degree. I mean, it was just hours later he passed away.
Yeah, and we...
it was shocking.
I'm not sure what kind of cancer it was or anything.
No, I don't think they're saying.
But here's the NBC News report.
Okay.
Brandon Blackstock, a talent manager and the former husband of Kelly Clarkson, has died. A statement from the Blackstock family says he died of cancer. Brandon Blackstock, a talent manager and the former husband of Kelly Clarkson, has died. A statement from the Blackstock family says he died of cancer, adding he bravely fought the disease for more than 3 years. The family said he passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. Blackstock, who was also the stepson of country music legend Reba McEntire, leaves behind four children, including two children he shares with Kelly Clarkson. The singer and TV host said that she was canceling the remaining dates of her Las Vegas residency to be with her kids.
Man.
Brandon Blackstock was 48.
I heard that he just found out, too, just a few days ago, weeks ago, that he was going to be a grandfather.
Oh, from one of the other two kids?
Yeah.
Huh. That's
and he got that word a couple of weeks ago. And now this.
Jennifer Lopez. This is kind of funny. So she was in Istanbul, right, in Turkey? And she went to the Chanel store, and they're like, not today. And she's like, wait, what? And they're like, you can't come in. And she's just, bless you.
Why are they turning her away?
I think because she looked homeless the way she was dressed. She has on short shorts and a T-shirt. And so
maybe they just don't go for that over there.
Maybe not. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, Oprah got turned away before, too, at a different one. So they only let so many people in. To these stores because of theft and stuff. So, you wait until like two people come out, but they just refused. They didn't recognize her. So she went next door and spent thousands of dollars.
I'll show them. Yeah, that'll teach them. Yeah, take that in Istanbul.
The Chanel store said, like all of us commoners, they said, look, we're full right now, and so you're going to have to wait. I've had to do that at Louboutin in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I've had to wait outside until.
No kidding.
Yeah.
They get that crowded, huh?
Well, it's
and they're
not
worried
that
about theft.
No, yeah, it's that.
Theft.
Yeah, it's theft. Yeah. It's not that they're like wall to wall or anything. It's just they need to keep an eye on everybody.
Yeah,
so.
And you look shady.
I do look shady.
I've seen you in Vegas before. You look a little shady.
So shady.
You're wobbly on those high heels.
It's about the number of people they can watch at a time. So you wait outside, they let two people out, or they let one person out, and then I was allowed to go in. So it wasn't that it was like she couldn't get in. She just needed to wait until the number of people.
Kind of like the Littleton Walmart.
Oh, no, you're turning into Schmidl.
They watch you like a hawk at Walmart. They have employees on every aisle now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because so many people steal from them.
Brooke Hogan, she has lost her mind. She went off yesterday, and it's Hulk Hogan's daughter. She started saying yesterday that her and his ex, Jen, some girl named Jennifer or whatever,
yeah,
that they're the ones that took care of him while he was in the hospital. The whole time.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Where's...
I remember her. I remember Jen.
But where's the other... Where's the current
Sky?
Wife?
Sky.
Yeah, where was she?
I have no idea.
She said that her and Jen were the ones that were there while he was, you know, in trouble, kind of, and that he was given the wrong medication, and they told him, don't give him opioids or whatever, and so ultimately... Now she's saying they basically killed him. I don't know.
You know, and from the very beginning, she says she's never wanted any of his money. Now it sounds like that everything she's saying is leveraging herself to get more money.
For a lawsuit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I don't know.
It's so sudden after his death, you know, so soon. It's like, back off.
And the craziness.
And I can't get past the fact that she never went to the funeral.
I know.
That right there tells me a lot, okay? Look, I've had people in my life that I wasn't, family members that is, that I wasn't close to, didn't really care for, but if they passed away, I went to the funeral. And this is her dad, Hulk Hogan.
I know, right?
And you don't show up.
She was too busy.
I don't get it.
That's what she said.
She's loony.
Really? She is loony. I agree.
Something wrong with her.
James Cameron, this is my final story. He says, please, for the love of God, don't merge AI with weapon systems. In an interview with Rolling Stone, the Terminator filmmaker warned that combining artificial intelligence with weapons, especially nuclear defense, could trigger a real-life, fast-moving crisis reminiscent of his classic sci-fi, dystopia?
Dystopia.
Dystopia?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. But I guess that's kind of what it's about. Isn't that weird? He wrote kind of like a movie and then it could happen. He highlighted that modern warfare moves so quickly, it might require super intelligent systems to manage it, but relying too heavily on AI is risky and that humans need to make the final decision, not AI.
Yeah.
This AI, it's cool and amazing, but it's also terrifying.
I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
I'm staying at my house. When I leave here, I just go home and lock the door.
Right?
I'm scared. I'm scared to go anywhere. That AI is chasing
me. AI is scary.
It is.
But did you see you can live forever in AI world?
Yeah.
That you can make an AI bot of yourself and so you can live in the afterlife.
I don't want to do that.
That's so creepy.
It is creepy.
When I go, I go. Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
I've got disturbing news.
What?
I just got a tip here that our location this morning has been leaked.
Oh,
I don't know who leaked it.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to say where it's at, where it's been leaked at, but the location in Thornton has been leaked.
Really?
Yeah.
Where has it been leaked?
Well, I can't say.
Oh, right.
I don't want the masses to get all hysterical out there.
Yeah.
But we're going to Thornton with this bag drop this morning. 150 bags to give away to the first, you know, group that shows up. And, it's disturbing. You can't keep anything locked up anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Probably AI did.
Probably, yep. It probably happened.
Found out.
Oh, no.
So if you want to find it, you'll have to go search for yourself. I'm not telling you where it's been leaked.
Somewhere
but
in
it's out there. It's the word's out there. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. You can get us there. It's a free app for your phone. Odyssey app and the podcast. Catch it. Going to be hot today. 97 for a high. A little cool off for the weekend, so not too bad. But the weekend is here.
We're coming on a car.
Savannah Bananas.
Where the runaways are run of the night. Impossible comes true. It's taking over you.
That place is going to be a riot this weekend. Crazy.
Is that one of the songs they sing or something?
I have no idea. Spadil found it for me. Hey, Spadil, what exactly is that?
It's their song from their YouTube.
Banana YouTubes.
When you type in Savannah Banana theme song, that's their theme song. They have this whole like celebration. I think they sing it at every show.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well,
so you're gonna
get
that.
I might not be going.
What?
I might not be going.
Why?
Guys, I got ghosted by Doug Johnson.
Oh, no. The guy who has her tickets?
Yeah. I wrote him yesterday at 7 a.m. And I was like, hey, so where should we meet for, you know, to get these tickets and stuff? And nothing. Nothing.
I got a theory.
Yeah?
I think he never thought you'd take him up on it.
No, because we were writing back and forth. Yeah. No, he did. I think here, I have a different
What do you
theory.
Think?
I think his friends are like, dude, don't just give him to her. You can make like $200, $300. And then maybe his neighbor's like, you know what? I'll just give you $200 each for him. You know? Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, you yeah. might be
you
right.
Got some cash
oh, well.
For him. Oh, well.
Oh, well. You'll get to read about it.
We're coming on a car of lights. Where the runaways are run of the night.
So Banana Banana sold out. Sold out for two games.
Well, we're actually going to go down there and buy some tickets in a dark alley.
You'll
get
in. Sure. Yeah, I mean, rarely can you go to a sporting event where you can't get in. If you show up with enough cash, cash is key,
you
right?
You can buy anything. You can buy people.
All right. We've all been duped. Over the past week and a half, we've been talking about these objects thrown on the WNBA court.
Right.
It's all a big advertising play. It's been a stunt from the very beginning. A cryptocurrency company out there has taken all responsibility. They have a new cryptocurrency coin coming out called Green Dildo Coin.
Really?
It's going to be a meme coin,
Here it is.
And that guy went to jail
and
for that?
They have paid these people to go in there and get this hoopla started at the WNBA games. A couple of people went to jail.
Yeah.
And it's all a publicity stunt.
Well, it's kind of brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it worked on us. Well, you got to figure, if you work into the equation, a big green.
Well, we kept saying green. Yeah. Like, we kept going, why is this neon green?
It's
like,
the same
it kept
color.
Throwing us off, right? Yeah. It totally threw us off.
Yeah. So it turns out that this company has been hiring these people to go into the WNBA games and toss these things. Man. That's why you're exactly
right. Well, it worked
right.
for him. It worked.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, I know, right?
I hate when we're duped like that.
I know.
I was in hook, line, and sinker, man.
Were you?
I even watched part of the game store, hoping one would go flying.
Well, remember, and there's betting on it.
Yeah.
We were going to do insider betting on it.
I don't know if you actually could. This seems weird.
It does. Because, like we said, somebody could just, make a bet and then throw one.
Yeah. Put down $1,000, say it's going to happen at this game, go into the game and throw one.
So maybe we're duped on that, too.
Although there is a weird... So last night, it happened again, and there was a fourth one, but it wasn't green neon. It was pink. It was like the color of that.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe it's actually
taking off. And now, all right, so this cryptocurrency, they started it. And now people are like, well, that was kind of fun. Let's just go ahead and bring in some.
Now it's going to be like a tradition.
Yeah. So who knows?
Copycats.
But then somebody just came out and kind of took away the joy of it. And that is, they said it's sexualizing women, which has been going on forever. So I was like, oh, man, that's a little fun.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, we're doing a backdrop this morning. Yep. We're coming to your location there in Thornton. We're going to be up there. We'll give the location in just a few minutes, so stand by for that. We have 150 bags in the vehicle ready to go. And Spadil and Carson will be hitting the road here in a few minutes, headed to Thornton, Colorado. Yeah. And we'll give you the exact location, the parking lot you need to be in. Free bags, two per person. We'll give them away as long as they last. All right, BJ and Jamie. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ.
Talk about it.
Jamie Morning Show.
Shouldn't talk about it.
The boys have left the building.
Yep.
Along with Tricky Nicky.
Yeah, Tricky Nicky.
Or Tricky Vicky. Sorry.
Oh, that's right.
Tricky Vicky.
My God, I just followed along.
I just saw her out in the hallway. She's ready to go, man.
Okay.
She's got a BJ and Jamie shirt on that I've never seen before. How do those things pop up and you and I never see them?
I don't know.
She's wearing this shirt. Jamie, it's bright red. Got our logo on it. I go, where the heck did you find that? She goes, it's in the basement.
Real world problems, BJ.
I want one. I work here.
Well, go in the basement and get one.
She said it was the last one.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sad news. All right, we'll give you the location, Thornton location. They're headed your way as we speak. They're in the Alice vehicle on their way. Spadil, Carson, Vicky, they're all on the way with these bags to give away absolutely free this morning. All right, I want to go to this Hertz rental car thing. You and I talked about this yesterday, and you've been on edge for the past few days because you've got a rental.
Well, I returned it yesterday, and I was scared.
Did you really?
I did.
You took it back yesterday?
I took it back yesterday.
Were you all clean?
I was worried. I literally was worried. I was like, oh God. And she's like, so was everything okay? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, did you smoke in it? And I go, no. And she's like, did you hit anything? And I said, no. She didn't even look at it. And
she didn't?
Nope. She just signed off.
So they didn't have the laser tunnel?
Nope. She didn't even go out there and look at it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it hasn't hit yet here in Denver.
I don't know.
If you haven't heard the story.
I was worried.
These rental companies, these car rental companies, not all, but some of your major ones like Hertz, they're going
to this.
Well,
this was Avis, so.
Yours was Avis?
Avis Budget, yeah.
They're going to this technology, and they say it's AI-driven. Mm-hmm. They call it laser tunnels. And when you bring a car back after renting it, they run it through, and these laser beams hit it, and they can find any small blemish on the car, and they charge you for it.
Right.
So,
somebody, maybe it's in the story, they had like a one-inch little scratch, and they charge them $800.
Let's check it out. Okay. Here's the story.
AI showing up just about everywhere these days. And now you can add Hertz car rental to that list. Hertz is using AI scanners to check cars for damage when they're returned. So that means instead of a human employee looking for those scuffs and dents, that AI technology can scan that entire vehicle and get results almost instantly. But not everyone is happy about this. News site The Drive is reporting a man in Atlanta says he was charged more than $400 after the scanner found a one-inch scuff when he returned his rental. A spokesperson for Hertz said 97% of cars scanned with this technology showed no billable damage, proving the vast majority of rentals are incident-free. Hertz is starting its AI rollout at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport and plans to expand to other major U.S. airports by the end of the
year. How many times have you rented a car where you've had a little blemish and you didn't say anything?
Right.
Okay, you just took it back, you turned it in, the next guy gets it, okay? No big deal, right?
Well, and also it's normal wear and tear. Like, if somebody dings it, I don't feel like that's my fault, right?
No, and our whole mentality has been over the years, oh, it's a rental.
Exactly, right? Yes.
Right,
yeah.
This is going to make you think differently because they're going to hit you with charges. $400, $700, $1,000 for a little blemish on a car.
So again, my only advice to everybody when you rent a car is because there's two things. They didn't wash my car. So I was spending hours, I felt like scratching little stuff while she was looking at it with me, my rental car. They hadn't washed it. And so I was scratching dirt off. I go, oh, that's dirt. But it was taking me forever. I'm like, you guys didn't wash this. How do I know what's a scuff mark or what's dirt?
It had you going out there and taking a bird's eye view of this vehicle from bumper to bumper just to make sure it's documented so you don't get charged with
it. So what I had her do basically is just write up the whole car. I had her,
you did?
Yeah, they have a picture of the car, just a drawing. It's just a drawing. And so I said, you know what? Because I can't tell. We're going to be out here forever with this car that you guys didn't wash. And I can't tell. And so she's like, okay. And so she just marked every panel had problems.
This explains something for me. What? Yeah, they know you now. See, when you brought the car back, that lady's like, oh, there she is. She's meticulous. We're not going to ding her on anything.
Well, I guess if you look at the car that I made them write up, it does look like the car has been totaled.
I can't do any worse.
Right?
So maybe don't even think about charging me.
Right. Maybe that's why she just took the keys. Oh my God.
Telling you off air, and I think everybody does this. When I go see my brother back in Nashville, I'll have a rental car, but he's got a car. But anytime he and I are going to go somewhere to a ball game or whatever, it's always, let's take the rental. I mean, what the hell? Let's just take the rental. Why take your car, right? Now I'm going to want to take his car because I'm afraid if you park it somewhere, somebody's going to ding into it. You're going to get a $2,000 bill from it.
Well, you don't need to be afraid of that. Actually, here's the problem, and I told you this yesterday. What you're going to be doing now is buying the extra insurance. That's it.
Mandatory.
Yeah, I mean, it's like $23 extra a day, so that's what everybody like you and, you know, you're going to be like, okay, I guess I'll buy the extra insurance.
You're right.
They literally sat there right there and she goes, you'll be liable for everything. When I skipped it. So that's what's going to happen.
All right. When you get your rental car, expect it. You just buy the insurance. That's what Jamie says.
Man.
That's the only way to cover your butt, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Sin Zetti's parking lot. That's
Sin
where
Zetti's?
They're headed. Yep, they're going to be there. They'll give out the bags at 7:40. It's in North Glen, Thornton area, 104th and I-25. It's called Sin Zetti's. It's an Italian place, big buffet. It's
big
nice.
Buffet. Love the buffet.
Oh, I've been there a few times, Jamie. It's a nice place, man.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I hope they grab us some grub on the way back, too.
All right, so they'll be in the parking lot at what time?
Sin Zetti's. They're going to be there in about 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes, something like that. But we'll start giving them away at 7:40. And we like to give you the location early because we don't want people speeding and causing problems. You know, just you have plenty of time to get there, get parked, and the van will be there shortly. So,
and this is the final bag drop. So
they've got tons of bags,
right? This is the final one.
I think we're being told to stop.
This is the final one, right?
Our boss pulled me into the office and said, we're sick and tired of you, BJ. Shoot, your attitude toward these bags. I love these bags.
We love your enthusiasm. Like, don't get me wrong. We love, but you're like a little kid where they're like, you know, like.
I've never had my name on anything.
Like, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And you're like, oh my God. Okay. I saw it.
Yeah. I stop in the grocery store just to pick up an apple, just to put it in my bag.
Put it in your bag.
Yeah. I do. I love my bags, man. Cinzetti's parking lot, 104th and I-25. The boys and Vicky will be there shortly. And they'll start handing out the bags at 7:40 this morning. Carson will call us here in about, 10 minutes or so, give us a little bit of an update. And I'm sure there are people that are following the van this morning as it makes its way there. Or an SUV, whatever it's called. I don't know. I don't think it's a van,
it's
is
not
it?
A van.
We don't have vans
no,
anymore,
it's not a van. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, we have that white van with the dark windows.
And Schmidl's in it.
Yeah, look for that creepy driver. Yeah. All right, Cinzetti's. That's where we're going to be at 7:40, handing out the bags.
BJ and Jim.
I don't know how to work the phones.
Wait, what?
We got a problem. I don't know how to work the phones. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how to work the phones. I'm lost. Hey God, I can't get them to work. This board.
Oh, no.
You know, I got to take a class. I need to go over
to
Apple.
Is Carson there?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Carson.
Oh God.
Hello?
You hear me now? You hear me now? BJ,
yeah,
Jamie, Morning Show.
I'm here. I thought I lost it for a second.
Here on a Friday, we're headed up north. We're just going to say up north.
Because technically, I looked up the address, and I don't know where we lost this in translation, but it says it's North Glen. It's not Thornton at all.
We're close, though. We're at the ballpark.
It's like saying, you know, we work in Denver, but we're really in Centennial.
Yeah. Close enough. We're headed to Cinzetti's. Cinzetti's, 104th, 925. Boys, how close are you?
We're going to be there at probably in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, 10 minutes.
10 more minutes?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to fight off the crowd, are you?
We're making pretty good time. We haven't hit that much traffic.
Nice.
Oh, cool. All right. So you guys should be in the Cinzetti's parking lot coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes. We'll start handing out the bags at 7:40. This is Vicky's first go-around. She's new
Tricky
at this.
Vicky.
She's got to be excited about this,
is
right?
Is she just enjoying her time with you and Schmidl in the car?
I sure am.
Oh, hey, everybody, say good morning to Tricky Vicky.
She's so excited.
Vicky, do you like the name Tricky Vicky?
What? What'd you say?
Do you like the name Tricky Vicky?
Oh, it rhymes.
It rhymes. I like this part. What?
She's over me. She's over me and you both, Jamie. She's good. I guarantee you. Come Monday, Vicky will have quit. You wait and see.
Oh, my God.
This will do her in. She'll be like, I'm not doing that again.
So funny. Okay.
All right, they're underway. Cinzetti's, they'll be up there in just a little bit. Thanks, guys. That's great.
It's Friday. Awesome. Can you guys tell it's Friday?
That was awesome. All right. No. What? I wonder if Tricky Vicky's ever been on the radio before.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's do that again, okay? I'll ask the question. You be Vicky, all right?
Oh, my God.
Do you like the name Tricky Vicky?
What?
There you go, folks.
That was Vicky, everybody. Good job. First time on the radio.
Oh,
first
I love time it. On the radio. I love it. I love Friday. It's like a bird. You sound like a
oh,
parrot.
Oh, my God. Lord.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. They're on their way. Cinzetti's, 104th and I-25.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What?
Oh, boy.
What?
Hang on.
What? What? Oh, no.
What?
Can I just read you some of these texts?
I wish you wouldn't, because then it becomes public knowledge and you and I are somehow on the hook. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I'm withdrawing.
Apparently.
The whole Cinzetti thing is a joke.
We didn't really think this out.
No, it last week went so smoothly.
It really did.
This week, we're right on the cusp of chaos.
So in case you don't know, we're going to North Glen / Thorntonish, wherever the hell.
Ballpark.
And then ballpark. Somebody says, we're not even saying Cinzetti's right, it's Shinzetti's. I don't know.
You know what? Up yours. I've had it with you people correcting us. I'm tired of it, Jamie.
Oh my God, yesterday it was, yesterday I went ballistic because I said, oh my God, Kelly Clarkson's husband is in it, it's not looking good. And then it's also Reba McEntire's stepson. Yeah. All these people. It's Reba's real son. It's a biological. I'm like, no, it's just the stepson. Nope, it's her real son. Nope, she did not give birth to that boy. Oh my God.
And I don't care how Cinzetti is pronounced.
Right.
You know what? Take it the short.
Is it Cinzetti? I don't know. Is it Thornton? Is it North Glen? I don't know. What was it that you said to me off the air? We get it kind of close. What was our new
ballpark? We're getting close. We're getting close.
We get close.
We're right in the ballpark.
That's our new. No, that's our new thing.
Yeah.
As long as we're close.
If you've listened to this show for a long time, you know the only thing we do is get close. We never nail it.
Ever.
We're always close.
Not sure who was driving the Alice vehicle, but they're driving like they escaped prison.
Hey, Carson, call us.
Oh, my God.
Call again, Jamie, so we can get an update.
Who's Tricky Vicky? And don't say what you said to me off there, because our CEO isn't down.
All right.
But you can hire her.
Tricky Vicky. Yeah.
Let's see here. You guys need to end this. It's so crowded here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it really?
There's a lot of people here.
Geez. Oh,
there's
boy.
There's 30 cars waiting.
Oh, jeez.
Don't worry. It's still kind of Thornton.
Carson, can you call? I hate to have to do this on the air, but please call us.
But call us, right?
I'd like to give you a warning on what you're walking into, buddy.
I'll text him again.
Just text him again. My God, we're supposed to be doing tabloid trash. Yeah. We have a lot on the plate right now, folks.
Exactly.
I mean, lawsuits and everything.
By the way, I'm not sure if we're very professional today.
Why?
Can you call us?
Yeah, he still isn't calling.
I'm texting him.
I know.
But... Great. Do you think everything's okay?
Are we on that much of a delay?
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's do some trash.
Okay.
Very quickly here.
I am also texting.
And then I'll try to get him on hold.
All right. Stepson. Yes, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, going back to this.
Here that's a sad story.
It is a very sad story. And it's hard to get away from this chaos of these stupid grocery bags. Did somebody die?
They're not stupid. No, don't say that. They're not stupid. They're tote bags. They're collector's edition. Limited supply.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Centennial.
Okay. Can you just push number one?
Tote bags.
Will you push number one?
Brandon Blackstock, a talent manager and the former husband of Kelly Clarkson, has died. A statement from the Blackstock family says he died of cancer, adding he bravely fought the disease for more than 3 years. The family said he passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. Blackstock, who was also the stepson of country music legend Reba McEntire, leaves behind four children, including two children he shares with Kelly Clarkson. The singer and TV host said that she was canceling the remaining dates of her Las Vegas residency to be with her kids. Brandon Blackstock was 48.
That's so sad, right?
Terrible. And we just found out just a few days ago, well, not even a few days, yesterday, wasn't it, that she stopped the residency thing out in Vegas?
Yeah.
Because she had to take some time off. Family emergency. Had no idea it was this serious. We knew it was serious, but not the day he's going to pass.
And here's the thing. She wrote several songs about him, and one was kind of a burn. I wonder if she'll never sing that again.
I don't know how you could.
Yeah, right? You know, because because now he's passed away. And so now it seems kind of mean, doesn't it?
Very mean.
Yeah. They had such a contentious, is that the right word? Yeah. Divorce. If you never followed it, he was trying to go after all her money. Then she sued him for agency fees because he was her agent. And then she ended up giving him some piece of property. He wanted this huge farm. They were in such a battle, like back and forth and back and forth. And then she wrote about it. She wrote a song about it. And it's kind of ugly. And so I don't know. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Really sad. And especially for the kids, right? Two littles. Why'd you chuckle?
Well, because I'm looking at the phone lunch. I'm waiting on Carson to call.
Uh-huh.
And it just says a wireless caller. So I don't know who this person is. Do we take a chance?
Go ahead.
Hey. Hello?
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 Hello? I don't hear anybody. I don't hear anybody.
Like we're doing a show in Des Moines.
Oh, Des Moines wouldn't even hire this. Oh, no. I know people in Des Moines. They're far better than this.
I don't know.
Oh, after tabloid, we'll get them on the line.
All right.
Don't give out the backs till 7:40, guys.
God.
Stay with the program. All right, there we go.
Let's see here. I just met Carson and Tricky Nicky. They gave me two bags. What fun!
Stop handing out the bags. We have contest rules. You should know that, Tricky Nicky.
You're
in charge of that.
Why can't she hand them out?
7:40.
Oh.
It's in the rules. Come on.
And now we don't have any communication. This is just, you know what? This, and our CEO is listening. Like, everything is horrible.
Oh, here's Carson. Oh,
okay.
All right, hang on a second.
Okay. All right.
Carson?
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Hello? Hello? That wasn't Carson. I don't know who that was. I don't know who that was. Hello?
Okay, let's go home. Let's pretend like this show never happened.
No.
BJ, this is the worst show in the planet of shows.
I'm writing this out.
No.
I'm writing
this
puppy out.
It's
Friday.
No, listen.
And I'm writing it out.
We should bail. We should just play the most music in the morning, and we should go home.
Are you done with tabloids?
There you go, tabloid trash.
All right, so we'll regroup here. We're going to play some commercials. By then, we should be ready to hand out the bags, okay?
We're already handing them out. It says so on the text. People are already getting them.
Stop, guys. Stop with the bags. 7:40, it's in the rules. Vicky, you should know that.
Oh, Lord.
You're the promotions director. You should know that. God. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Fiasco right now. This is not what I expected,
Jamie. Oh, my God. This is a mess. And our CEO is in town. I'm sure she's listening. She's going, they're fired.
This could be our last day.
They could
be. It really could.
And it should be. Yeah. It should be.
No, it shouldn't.
Yes, it actually should.
No, we're not done yet.
Thank God.
Hey, are you still there, Carson?
What's your name?
Heather.
Carson, nice to meet you.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Okay, so you should start giving out the bags now.
No, they already started like 15 minutes ago. They blew it.
What are you doing?
You're supposed to wait till 7:40.
We had the entire parking lot was here.
It doesn't matter.
Insane.
You create chaos, my friend. It's radio.
Oh, my God.
You know, I don't want people to start punching each other for the bags.
Between you and Schmidl, Carson, I swear, we can't get anything right.
I feel like some of this is our fault.
No, it's not. I had a game plan, and they didn't stick to it.
I feel like some of this is our fault.
I feel like I'm the head coach here, and you guys blew it. You fumbled on the one-yard line.
I feel like it started Go ahead. What?
No, we pulled in, and there were so many people. You should see the group photo we took together.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You're in a photo. It's always about you, Carson.
Because technically, in the rules, we were supposed to start right now.
Yeah, 7:40. Vicky knows
that. Well, we still got bags. We still have a little bit of. We still got some bags.
Okay.
We still got some bags.
Okay. All right. Because let me tell you something right now. This started bad on Monday when we said we're going to be in Thornton and we're in North Glen.
Okay. That was just a little technical glitch. Google threw us off on that. Google Maps. Okay. We're okay. We're all right, guys.
We're at Cinzetti's, or is it Shinzetti's? I don't know.
Cinzetti's.
Okay.
Whatever. Right.
You know what? Though somebody does have a really good idea. You know how our favorite shows are the train wreck series on Netflix?
Yeah.
Somebody said that they should add the BJ and Jamie show.
Yeah, up yours too, pal. You know, I'm so disappointed right now. You know, Carson, you guys have a good day. All right, we'll see.
Bye.
We'll see. All right, we're still out here. We still got back.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Pipe down. You know, here's the deal.
Yeah.
This was going to be the last stop.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping here.
No, come on.
We're going to do it next week.
Listen, this was so bad.
You know what? I'm going to do it next week.
This is the show. It's so bad.
We're going to do it till we get it right, okay?
They did not
follow the game plan this time, and I'm upset about it, and we're going to do it again.
Oh,
I don't know if we go to Aurora. You guys can tell us on Texnado where we need to go.
Wheat Ridge,
Aurora, Castle Rock. You name a place, and we'll pick out a place for next week, and hopefully we end up in that city instead of saying something else. But, again, just a technical little snafu, that's all.
Let's not do it again, please, for the love of God. I'm asking you. I am asking you not again. This is horrible.
Texnado.
This is horrible radio. I know stuff, and I know this is bad.
303-22 Alice. Do you want more?
No.
More bags.
No.
Just text more bags.
No, don't.
If you want more bags, and give us a location too. But more bags. Jamie, we got to get it right. The guys blew it.
This all right, song BJ should and fix Jimmy. It.
We'll move on. Thanks to all those that showed up at Cincinnati's.
In Thornton. North
Glen, Lyman, wherever the hell you are. I don't know. Thank you. We appreciate it.
BJ and Jamie.
Have I got a love story for you?
A love story?
Yeah, love story. Love. I know you do, Jamie.
I love.
I know you love love.
Yeah.
This story is all about a bear that fell in love, okay? There's a hockey team up in Seattle that they're called the Kraken, by the way, that they wanted to do a promo video. So they shot up to Alaska. They wanted to do fly fishing.
Okay. Yeah.
So they got one of the stars of the Kraken, of the hockey team, and the mascot, the Kraken mascot. I'm not sure about that mascot. I don't know exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah.
But it's some type of creature. Okay.
All right.
So they go up there. They get in the stream. The guy's got his waders on. The mascot's out there. And then all of a sudden, here comes a big, nasty grizzly bear in heat.
Oh, God.
Wanting to mate with the mascot.
With the mascot?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Goes right after the mascot. Not the man. Goes after the mascot. God,
that's terrifying.
Because he sees love. Only it's a bear.
My pony.
Oh, girl. Right there. Get the saddle.
What?
Woo.
My pony. What happened? What happened?
They ran like hell.
They, okay. Yep, so they, everybody they was okay?
Everybody's fine.
Okay. Do you have audio of that?
I do.
Okay.
Here, I'm looking for it as we speak.
We had a pretty close call with a couple bears. Not a bear.
So Bowie is a troll, which is the Kraken's mascot, and they're super used to seeing humans. They're just not used to seeing trolls, and so Bowie was a unique...
Got all frisky. That's what happened.
...element to the day. We do a trip up to Anchorage every summer with our youth hockey coaches to do a Kraken Week takeover at the Anchorage Hockey Academy. My colleague and I were standing on the shore kind of taking some footage of the folks that were in the river fly fishing. We saw a bear approach us. I think the bear just got a little excited and wanted to get a little...
Don't you? The bear's gotten a little excited. Love, 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 love.
A little bit of a closer look to our dear friend Bowie. Luckily, everyone moved really fast, and it was such a unique moment to see a bear in their natural habitat, get excited to see something they're not used to seeing, because we knew we were going to be okay.
Unbelievable. When you watch the video, you can see those hearts in his eyes pounding.
Really?
Yeah.
Pounding.
Yeah, pounding in his eyes like the cartoons, because he's in love with that mascot.
Wow, okay.
Haven't seen something that sexy in a long time.
Thanks for the share.
Yeah, and in the background, you could hear it.
Somebody said I have a bad attitude this morning. Can I just tell you, people, but you got to understand what I'm working with here, okay? It's not my fault.
I just went to a bear in the heat after that big bag fiasco.
Yeah, and he's playing that like the My Pony song, whatever that's called.
Get the saddle, girl. BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. That's a long distance dedication from the bear to the mascot. Hips don't lie. you know. Here's something that's scary.
We forgot about the lunch.
Oh, no, I got it coming up. See, look, I got it queued up.
It's supposed to be at 7:30.
No, we moved it today. I said 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
I said 8 o'clock earlier this morning.
Okay.
No,
my
I've got...
Bad.
See, I got it queued up.
My bad. Okay, what, do you?
This is a little scary. And
what's
I know
scary?
This happens to you all the time, Jamie.
What?
But I just did that whole bear story, right?
Right, bear love. Bear love.
Yeah, he's wanting to hump that mascot up there in the creek.
Yep.
And then I look at my emails, and I immediately get an invite to the Chicago Bears training camp.
That's weird. weird because the keyword bears, right?
They're listening to us.
Of course they are.
Isn't that wild how that works?
Yeah, it is crazy. I'm going to post something on Facebook here in a minute. It's if you get a chance, it's like 30 minutes, though. It's long. It's called AI 2027. It's a documentary, and it's on YouTube. It's called AI 2027. And it will terrify the crap out of you.
2027?
What AI will look like in 2027.
Oh, okay, so it's a glimpse.
Guess what? We're gone.
We're gone?
All humanity is gone. We're gone.
Oh, I thought you meant our show was gone.
Well, that too. But yeah. That might
that'll be gone by Monday.
Right?
Could happen by Monday.
No, but
what do you mean? All humanity is... Whoa. That's a big statement.
Because AGI will wipe it out.
No kidding.
Artificial general intelligence. Because right now we just have AI, but AGI is artificial, what's it called? General intelligence. So it's just watch it. It's too hard to explain.
But AI 2027.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is we got to live life large, man. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to have Frog do all that stupid homework they gave him either. You know, if everything's going to end in 2 years, I mean, that's crock,
my gosh,
right?
Yep, it's scary.
That's my attitude.
It's very scary.
I got a story here for you, okay? AMC Theaters, they announced, now, here's what I don't understand. The reason they're doing it is because of complaints. But now people are on the other side complaining. Here's the story. AMC Theaters says all those long, drawn-out intros before a movie starts, which go 23 to 27
like
minutes.
Like all the advertisements and all that?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
So many people have complained that they're going to knock it down to like 13 minutes, real short. Now people are coming out of the woodwork complaining again that no. This is a buffer. If I'm out to dinner and want to go to a movie, I've got 30-minute leeway there. I can work that into my schedule. I don't want you to cut it back. They like that the movie starts 30 minutes later.
So, but here's what's happening with my mind right now. So what time is the actual movie?
Well, if they say the movie starts, let's say 8 o'clock. Okay. We'll go with 8. Most likely, it's going to start about 8:20.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
it's
been a long time since I've been
in
a movie.
No. Oh, Jamie, it goes for like 25 minutes.
Really? Oh, that is true. So if you go to 8 o'clock, it doesn't start at 8 on the...
No. Okay. It will not start at 8 o'clock. You have that buffer. And that's what people are complaining about. Don't take away the buffer. If you say the movie starts at 8, don't start it at 8. Run all these commercials and previews of upcoming movies and stuff because we like those. So now they're fighting back against AMC not to make this move.
I have an idea.
What?
Whatever the time says is the time that it starts. There's an idea.
I'm surprised that comes from you. You're not exactly an on-time person.
At
okay?
all. But I don't want to have to guess. Like, I want to know, like, I'll get there at 7:45 or whatever and get my popcorn and all that crap. But I don't want to try to figure out when the movie actually starts.
My wife, much like you, Jamie.
Yes.
She's late. Yeah. She'll be late to her own funeral, okay? Right. Yeah. She's that person, all right? I like the fact that they wait and they run all these previews because often when you get to the theater, if it's a big movie, the line can be, you know, to get in because, you know, you have your digital ticket, but still the line can be there. Getting through the popcorn and the concessions line can be a pain.
Yeah.
So for it to start a little bit later than what they say is actually a good thing, I think. I don't want them to shorten it. I think it's fine the way it is.
I know, but now I'm completely confused. Is it 13 minutes or is it 23?
How long has it been since you've been to a movie?
I don't know, but I'm stressed out.
They say it averages 23. I don't think there's a set time.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a set time. I think it just matters, or it depends on previews, how long those previews. You know, some previews could be 2 minutes, some 4 minutes. Who knows?
I think the last time I was at a movie was the Lego movie. The Lego movie. Everything is awesome. Everything. My son was like 7. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been about 20 years.
He's not 27.
I know. I'm just saying. It's been a while. It's been a while. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. What do you say we do this?
Fox Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
Cool, if you won the Lodge Casino Stay and Buffet, you go up there and hit a jackpot.
No kidding. And then you give it to Jamie?
What? No, they don't have to give it to you. I'm just saying.
I'm the one giving it away.
Wouldn't that be cool, though, if you won and go up there and you win like $500,000?
And you know you can't win if you don't play.
Damn right.
Yep. So here's the deal. The Lodge Casino Hotel, it's a stay and eat thing. Wait, what's the rhyme?
Stay and Buffet.
Oh, right.
I came up with that, by the way.
Not stay and eat thing?
No, it's not a stay and eat here. It's a stay and buffet.
Okay, caller 9 right now, 303-22-ALICE. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday, headed into the weekend.
Yay!
Going to be a big weekend. So excited. Man, I got to tell you, you know that GQ barbecue you guys had for lunch yesterday?
That's sitting out, and it's been sitting out for 24 hours?
Well, 20 hours. 20, not 24, but close, okay? 20 hours.
Without any heat on it or cold or anything, just sitting out?
Just sitting out, not even covered.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how good that barbecue was 20 hours ago, because it's delicious right now. It's unbelievably delicious.
Really
so 20 hours ago, it probably was just stellar.
Are you kidding? Like you didn't, are you kidding?
It's delicious. Delicious, I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, this weekend, big weekend.
But yeah, I know. You know why it's a big weekend? My son's girlfriend's flying to town.
No, that's not what I was going to mention.
This Vanna Bananas are in town.
Oh, yeah. We're coming on. I'm a little disappointed in their song. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I expected something
Isn't
a little
that
bit
Imagine
more.
Imagine Dragons?
Maybe. Is that what that is?
No, that's, what's the other guy? The guy like, hey, look, Mom, I made it. What's his name?
Somebody will tell
us. Yeah, okay.
Chainsmokers?
No, it's a guy. It's like, he was with Taylor Swift also. He sang a song with her. Eh. All right, anyway, go ahead.
It's their official theme song on YouTube. Savannah Bananas.
No, wait, that's not it either. It's that song from, it's a play. It's a movie.
Listen.
It's a movie. It's that. It's from that movie. Okay. It's a circus. It's a movie circus. You know, it's got that guy.
No, I have no idea, Jamie. Stop playing, okay?
It's about being in a circus.
All right, listen.
Oh,
here's my
God.
Point. My point is this.
Okay, fine.
You're the Savannah friggin' Bananas, okay? You should have your own song. You should not have something you ripped off from the Chainsmokers.
Or, Chainsmokers?
I don't know who it is, okay? You're missing my point.
I know for a fact it's not that.
You know, you're missing my point.
Okay.
You should have, you know, Savannah Bananas. You should have your own song.
I actually do
something really catchy.
Well, remember,
you're on tour. You're selling out stadiums.
Remember, the Globetrotters, like,
yes, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Right? Yeah. Oh, it's the Greatest Showman, and it's Panic at the Disco. Oh my God, Hugh Jackman.
I don't care who it is. Stop playing it. Savannah Bananas, if you're listening to this program, because you guys are probably in town dancing in some hotel somewhere.
Yeah.
But if you're listening, get your own song.
Wait, what did you want it to sound like? Go ahead.
Savannah Bananas. Something like that. Maybe that's not it. But I'm just saying, they really deserve their own. I mean, these people, these guys are going, is it all guys?
Yes.
Do they have any women on there?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Huh. Sexist bastards.
But they come to every city there is that's got a baseball stadium, Major League Baseball. They sell out 2 and 3 nights in a row. You need your own song, is all I'm saying.
Where do you think that Doug Johnson is?
Who?
Doug Johnson.
Who's Doug Johnson?
You don't know Doug Johnson?
Well, I don't think so.
He's the guy that promised me 3 tickets and now I can't find him.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, Doug Johnson. Old Johnson, huh?
I wonder where Doug Johnson is.
Jamie got stiffed by Johnson.
I did. It's D-U-G now.
All right, let's unfold this for a minute,
sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
How'd this all begin?
Okay, so I got a text a long time ago when we first knew that this Vanna band, you know, when they were coming to town. And he's like, hey, I got in on the raffle and we have 3 extra tickets. Do you want them? And I said, this is perfect because my son and his girlfriend are coming into town.
Yeah.
And so I'll take him to the Savannah Bananas. How much do I owe you? And he's like, they were $50 each in the lottery.
Okay.
And I was like, awesome. Then I texted my son and I said, hey, when Leah gets here, do you want to go to the Savannah Bananas? And he said, no. And so that was a bummer. But okay, that's fine. But I still want to go. And so then I asked our friend Lori. I said, hey, do you want to go to Savannah Bananas? And she goes, yeah, I'll bring 10. Tenley. And I said, all right, that's great. So I wrote him back and I said, we're all in. We can use all 3 tickets, whatever. And he said, that's great. I'm first going to some party in Parker or whatever, and then I'll meet you downtown. And then yesterday I texted him. I said, here's Lori's phone number. Let me know where we can meet, blah, blah, blah. Maybe in the foyer, if you will, of that hotel that we always go down there, the McCorm, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
No.
And that was yesterday at 7 a.m.
And you were going to pay for the tickets.
Of course.
$50 each.
Right.
That's what he paid for.
Right.
And your your theory this morning is that he's found somebody else that will pay maybe $250, $350 for these tickets, and he's decided to sell them out from under you.
Right, because the thing is, think about $600 or $150. What are you going to take?
Yeah.
So I'm not even mad about it. I just want him to like say, hey, yeah, I did sell them. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not even mad.
And don't take it personal, but you're not exactly the person, if I go to a sporting event, that I want to sit next to either.
Well, I am taking that personal. Why wouldn't you want to sit next to me? I am fun.
Because you would interfere with the festivities.
Because you
are your own little entertainment center. You would be chaos. I couldn't even imagine going to a football game. I mean, forget about the bananas, okay? Because they're all right, just all, you know, pull my finger type stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But I can't even imagine going to an actual game, sit next to you.
Why? I'm super fun.
Yeah, I'm super fun.
Yeah, in fact,
I wouldn't see any of the game.
When Michelle and I went to the Chargers versus the Broncos, we made friends with everybody around us, and like we are still friends with them.
I'm not at the game to make friends. I don't know why you go to the game, because you've got a whole section of friends now. Nobody's there to make friends,
well,
Jamie.
Well, we did.
That's not what the game is for.
We've kept in touch with them, and they're our friends, so
That's my bleacher friends. There is no way. Folks, I'm being honest. I'm looking her in the eye and saying this, okay? I would never, ever.
You wouldn't make friends
in
the game.
And Johnson, if you're listening, if you sold those tickets for $400 each, that was a brilliant move, my friend.
Hey, listen.
Because you do not want to be sitting next to Jamie White. Now, maybe
yes,
with the bananas,
yes,
you'd be okay.
I am so fun. Because
they're kind of yuck, you know? So that would be okay. But if it were a serious ball game, Jamie, and I'm looking you in the eye, I would never sit with you in a game.
You know what? You ask all our bleacher friends if I am not a great time, even at the Broncos games.
The term bleacher friends.
That's enough to tell you right there.
That would be the worst experience.
What?
Can you imagine?
I can't even imagine. Just because you can't make any friends.
Now. I got something
I'm
going to
stand
say.
Up to you.
Listen,
because you can't make any friends. You know what? I am kind to others. I'm fun with others. And then we're all like, oh my God, we should
go out. I'd take probably a cyanide tablet. If I bought like two tickets to a Super Bowl, let's say, okay?
Uh-huh.
And pay like $5,000. Mm-hmm. And I show up, and she's sitting there.
What is that supposed to
be? I swear I'd have to pop a pill. I swear.
That's so rude.
BJ and Jamie.
This show's over. We're going to sit down and talk. We're gonna have a quick meeting on the backs, all right? I just want to make... We don't have to do it here on the air.
What?
When the show's over, I want to meet...
You always talk over music. It makes me crazy.
I want to meet with Spindell and Carson to talk about the next event when we do the bags again.
No, because remember, you're going out because you
I can't. Somebody has to run the show, man. You know, a show to this perfection does not run on its own. It takes some, some brains behind the microphone.
Okay,
here.
All right. It's now, grocery bags. It's the grocery bags, in case you didn't know.
Carson just told me. Why did you give them out early? He said you made the call. What the heck are you doing? We said 7:40. That's the rules. You went up there, you got to Thornton, and you got there like 10 minutes early and started just handing them out like popcorn. What are you doing?
There was a mob of people demanding bags. There was literally like 100 people there, dude.
It was crazy. I was like, all right, Spindell, like, because these people were coming after the vehicle. They were chasing us.
That's okay.
And
I had nowhere to go.
Like,
they were rabid for bags, man.
Make them wait.
I know. I mean, it's called lock the door.
Yeah, lock the door, Jamie. See, Jamie gets it. That's how you pull off a promotion. You say what time we're going to give them away,
and then
you stick
give them away
it.
At that time.
Yeah, you don't do it 15 minutes early because you're in fear of your life.
I was scared, man.
Dogs. We had dogs there. It was all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe don't mention that. Dogs. There's a liability issue.
They were going to sick dogs on us. We didn't give them a bag. All right, we're doing it again next week.
No, we're not.
We're doing it next week. We're going to get it right next time, okay?
Okay.
The perfect timing. I've already got a location we're going to next week.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to Arvada.
That's okay.
That's what?
That's right next to where we just were.
I love Arvada.
We're going over toward the Wheat Ridge area.
Yeah. Okay.
On that side of the tracks. Yeah. That side of the tracks, man.
All right.
It's not the same.
I think he's thinking we should go south.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe more east or something.
There's nothing
too.
Much more south of us right now.
Yes, there is. There's Castle a whole Rock. Place called Castle Rock. It's huge.
We can get to Castle Rock eventually.
Do you know how big Castle Rock is? It's gigantic.
I don't know if they're into grocery bags down there. Or that in Wheat Ridge sounds like they might be. I like to go where it demographically fits for me.
What's that supposed to mean?
You don't see me doing a backdrop behind the gates, do you?
I'm not saying go to Cherry Hills.
I'm just saying. There's a certain place. I can see me at Peyton Manning's house.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Peyton, you want a couple of bags?
Oh, my God.
You got to stick to where our people are. Our people.
I'm over it. I'm over the backdrop.
Next week.
No. Can we? Hey, let's.
Wheat Ridge.
No, no.
Or Vada.
Hey, let's
come
not.
And
let's
see you.
Let's discuss it and figure out if.
Jimmy.
This. What?
We're almost done. We only have about 15,000 bags left. We're almost done. We've barely eaten into these things. We got to get rid of them. So we got to keep going. I think there's 15,000 back there.
But
we got to keep moving, man.
So
you cannot
tired.
Let just because these guys can't pull it off.
They did a great job.
Listen,
they
wanted these bags bad. I wasn't going to make them wait any longer.
Unlike him, I appreciate you too. So there.
It was a mop.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
It was insane.
I'm sorry, what?
It really was.
What'd you say?
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You did a good job. But don't screw it up next week.
All right.
Got it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have a timer next time. I'm just going to be like, yeah, you guys got to wait because BJ said so.
That's a great idea. We'll get an alarm clock.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
The alarm goes off when it's time to go.
I swear to God, I feel like I'm doing Southern Illinois radio. And nothing against all my friends that stream this. But.
All right, let's get to this cruise ship.
Oh, my God, this is crazy. Now I have a new fear. You know, when the airbag recall came out, and then after that, that girl died because the thing went through her. Mm-hmm. And then I started moving back my chair in my car because my sister she broke her nose, chipped all her teeth from the airbag.
Yeah.
And so now I've moved my chair back a little bit, my seat. Because the airbag. Now I don't want to get on a freaking water slide.
Yeah, cruise ship. On a cruise ship. I think it's the Royal Caribbean, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing. They're lucky because one of those other parts of the slide goes over the ocean. Yeah. So the acrylic broke and the guy fell out of it. But thankfully it wasn't on the part where it went over the ocean.
I mean, it literally.
He might be dead.
It literally broke where his butt would be.
He's
on
not
the
kidding.
Bottom side.
Yeah.
On the bottom of the slide. It's one of those that go around, you know, woo, woo, woo in circles. And the guy's inside it. And there's a clear section. So it's really easy to see of acrylic that he goes through. And then you've got the different colors or whatnot that you slide through. Well, it's the clear section that broke.
And you know what freaks me out? In Dubai, there is a slide that goes over the city that's all acrylic. And we went on it. And now I'm rethinking everything.
Yeah.
And you know, like at the Palms in Vegas, that one piece of acrylic that they have at the Palms that you can stand on. Yep. I'm rethinking this, standing on acrylic, looking down.
I rode that ride that's at the top of the stratosphere.
Uh-huh.
I'd never do it again. Scared me to death. It goes out over the edge of the stratosphere and drop. Makes it look like you're going to drop and fall off of there.
Yeah.
It scared the crap out of me.
Oh, my God. This is awful.
I swear. All right. Here's the news story. Cruise ship, slide breaks, guy goes falling. He's going to be okay, I think, right?
I don't know.
We don't know yet. No update, right?
Did the person fall out?
Stop!
Did the person fall out?
Yeah!
Take a look at this. New this morning, also caught on camera, a scary incident. This is on board a Royal Caribbean cruise ship known as the Icon of the Seas. The glass broke on one of the water slides on that ship, sending water rushing down to those on board. We know at least one person was hurt here.
Local 10's Walter Murphy has the video that you need to see and what the cruise line is now saying. Walter.
Chilling moments caught on camera after a Royal Caribbean cruise line passenger was injured while taking a thrill ride down the frightening Bolt water slide. The glass panel cracked and water began.
Is he holding his nose?
I think he is, because he's very concerned about the situation.
Did you notice that, too? Let's get back to the story.
Injured while taking a thrill ride down the frightening Bolt water slide. The glass panel cracked, and water began gushing through the...
Listen to that! That takes away from the story!
Oh, no!
Yeah, let me get back to this guy again.
Frightening Bolt water slide. The glass panel cracked, and water began gushing through the hole that was left in its wake. Luckily, the passenger didn't fall through, but
yeah,
the...
That's good. That's good.
Wow, well, isn't that...
The guy fell. I'll say this. He's rich.
He is rich.
This guy's going to own that
boat.
Isn't that
sad? He's really, really seriously hurt, and that's all we all think about is how much money he's going to get.
Yeah. His name. Sad. Yeah, I don't know if his name's Larry, but it's going to be the Royal Seal of the Larrys. He's going to have his own cruise ship now. You know?
I know.
I swear. Oh, he will. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know what I appreciate?
What's that?
I appreciate when we get texts that are helpful.
What do you mean?
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Here's how you guys should do your next grocery bag drop-off.
Tote bag.
It's a grocery bag. I'll fight you.
All right.
Thank you. Have Dylan and Carson arrive at the location first before you announce it. That way it's fair and the people first come, first serve get a bag.
Not good.
Why?
Can't do it that way.
Why?
Because there's reasons why we can't. I don't really want to go into it here on air. But we can't do it that way. Well, here's what you don't want to do, okay? You don't want to start a panic and cause erratic driving.
Okay.
Okay, I don't want that.
Into the lot.
Yeah. Okay. Because if you have the people already there, then you announce the location.
Okay, fine. All right, fine.
Well, you asked.
I did.
I'm just trying to tell you that, look, when it comes to a promotion like this, there's nobody that thinks this stuff out better than I do. Look, I am all about no flub-ups. I want no problems whatsoever. I want to make it safe. I want to make sure that everybody walks away happy. And then you get these two yahoos that can't go out and execute the plan.
They did a fine job. We just agreed on
well,
that.
Well, they did okay. We can get back.
Oh, my God. There was one woman. She had, I just saw the video that Carson shot. She has a karaoke system in her car.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
I'm in love.
Isn't that cool?
I am in love.
I love that she has a karaoke machine inside her car.
Let me hear you again there, girlfriend.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
That's fantastic. I love it. What a great idea. Just to, I mean, you know, you throw your friends in the car. Everybody can be singing on their microphone. She had a microphone and everything.
Yep.
That is fantastic.
Karaoke right there.
I love that. Okay, anyway, we have sad news. I know it's Friday, and like I want to, you know, keep it going all happy and stuff, but this is a sad story about Brandon Blackstock. He is Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband and the father of her two children, and he passed away. Here's the news story, number one.
Stock, a talent manager and the former husband of Kelly Clarkson, has died. A statement from the Blackstock family says he died of cancer, adding he bravely fought the disease for more than 3 years. The family said he passed away peacefully and was surrounded by family. Blackstock, who was also the stepson of country music legend Reba McEntire, leaves behind four children, including two children he shares with Kelly Clarkson. The singer and TV host said that she was canceling the remaining dates of her Las Vegas residency to be with her kids. Brandon Blackstock was 48.
48.
Ugh, wow. So sad. I feel so horrible for those kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's
it's
just terrible. They're little. They're little kids.
We heard this story yesterday, and we didn't know how bad it really was.
Right.
But when we heard yesterday, we knew that there was something very serious for her to cancel, like she did with her Vegas shows. But then this broke later in the afternoon, and I was shocked.
You know, you did, and I'm not, this isn't even a joke, you did make a good call, because you said, I'm pulling the Miss Independent song.
I did.
Yeah, because it does seem like creepy to...
Well, we were supposed to play Kelly Clarkson. Now, this was scheduled before this death.
Right,
okay?
Right, yeah.
And it's called Miss Independent. She's by herself, alone. And I just didn't feel like it was appropriate this morning.
Yeah,
I thought, man, I don't know if I want to hear that.
Machine Gun Kelly, he was on, Today with Jenna and Friends, and they asked him how it's going with the baby and who's taking care of the baby, and he basically said that Megan does all the work.
Shocker.
Here it is.
How's life with a new babe?
It's awesome. I want to detract any of like the congrats to me and just move it to Megan because she really does all the work.
Yeah.
I keep getting called like the music teacher.
You come in with your scales.
No, she's just like, dude, you're just the music. Like, just, I don't know. Someone the other day was like, "You're such a good dad," like in front, just because I was like holding a baby or something like that, and like, I could,
wow,
yeah,
man
I could see she was fuming, yeah, like, yo, yeah, dude, like, no.
The things that go on BTS.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, she is the one. I just, you know,
that's the best.
Yeah, I just play the guitar and hope,
sing lullabies,
and pray that the baby is happy.
Wow, that's weird. That's the weirdest. It's like, yeah, you know, she does it all and stuff, and I play the guitar.
Nobody's surprised by this.
No, we're not. That's true. All right, James Cameron is warning of Terminator-style apocalypse if AI combines itself with weapons. Basically, he says, please don't hook up AI to the nuclear system because it might go crazy. Now, as he's saying this, I want you all to watch this documentary. It's called AI 2027, and it's what they think that AI is going to look like in 2027. It's not on Netflix, although it should be. It's on YouTube, so just punch in AI 2027. It's only a 30-minute watch, but it's something we all need to watch.
I don't think they can comprehend what it's going to be in 2027. I think AI will move so fast that what they say now will be way beyond that even.
Well, it's called this AGI thing. Learn that word, AGI, because it's what's next. AI is already kind of, I don't know, it's already yesterday. AGI is going to be the new thing we're talking about, which is artificial general intelligence. And it's where these machines become human, like literally become human. And then what's the weirdest story is after your death, you can come back as a machine.
Oh.
That is... Remember when we were talking about cars that drive themselves and we couldn't put our heads around it? Like,
right.
You know, I don't know, 7 years ago, we're like, cars are never going to drive themselves. And the next thing I know, I'm in a Waymo.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right?
I kind of feel like, though, those, what are they called? The hologram shows they do with Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley. I kind of feel like that already exists.
Yeah, but this is different because this will be you in real time.
Well, I know, just in my simple world, I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. It's artificial general intelligence, and it will basically learn you, who you actually are. It won't be an old clip of you like trying to sing in a hologram. It will learn who you are, and it will become you. And it's so mind.
I don't think I want that. When I'm gone, I'm gone. I don't need some machine here impersonating
me. I know, isn't that weird?
I don't want that.
But they have the technology. It is so bizarre. It's just, and it's a way for people to keep their loved ones with them.
Yeah, maybe we won't get that technology over in Littleton. I'll fight against it if there's a vote.
And then later today, we're going to play that new Jelly Roll Marshmallow collaboration, right?
We are?
Yeah. It's Jelly Roll and Marshmallow.
Okay, I'm just asking. We are?
We are. And
I've not heard it.
Also, I guess Ed Sheeran came out with a new video, too. I haven't seen it yet, but I guess he came out with a new music video. Is there anything else I missed? Nope. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I do have a clip here of that Jelly Roll. Are we playing the entire song or just the clip?
I don't know.
Because I have it here.
Okay, just play it.
All right, let's listen to this, and then we'll determine if we want to play it or not.
Good
okay,
call.
Is that
good
a good
call?
Call?
Yep.
All right, here, listen. For the broken. I say no. Anybody else want to vote? You want to vote? Hey, Spadell, you got
it. Let's hear it.
I'm good.
I'm good. One tear for the broken hearted. Pour out a little holy water. Two tears for the soul departed. Pour out a little holy water. We still slowly.
Wait, that's playing on top of the.
Yeah.
Hooray for Hollywood.
I haven't heard this remix before.
But it's not on here.
It was.
It's not on.
Well, I'm just telling you, I heard.
Is it on the card?
No.
Anyway, I wrap this sucker up. Just push the next button.
Yeah. All right. BJ, Jamie, Morty Show. There you go. It's a Friday.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah.
Got an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you too, Carson. Got an idea here. You know, Carson's going to be in Castle Rock tomorrow. Maybe he just takes bags.
Oh, That's a great idea.
He's going to be in Castle Rock tomorrow. You mentioned Castle Rock.
I did mention Castle Rock.
Put it on the tour.
Perfect.
Well, he's going to be down there tomorrow. Okay. So why don't you just take a buttload of bags and give them away tomorrow?
My God, you're a genius.
Duh.
That is a great idea.
Yeah. Let's do it.
What are we doing at Castle Rock?
All right. So for Outlets at Castle Rock, I'll be there tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's Rhythm and Soul Shoe Drive. So we're taking new shoes. We're taking gently worn shoes. If you got shoes, bring them down. And then if you give me a pair of shoes tomorrow during 11 a.m. to 1, then you're going to get what they call Smart Bucks. It's a booklet, huge savings booklet, $550 worth of savings and deals at the Outlets at Castle Rock.
Oh, that's a good deal.
No, you're getting a bag.
Well, they'll get
a bag,
too.
Oh, yeah. Tote bag. That's the thing. Yep. Bring sneakers, you get a tote bag.
Yep. Nice. And you're going to be entered to win a $1,000 shopping spree at Outlets of Castle Rock, too, tomorrow. So
that is all right. So not only do they get that booklet, right,
yep,
for all the back-to-school deals, but you also get a bag.
You get a bag. I'll hook you up with a bag, and you get you're entered to win a $1,000
shopping spree. And that's 11 to 1 and tomorrow?
Yep. Outlets of Castle Rock. We'll
Bring
see
some
you there.
Shoes. Perfect.
Right. 11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Rhythm and Soul.
I like it. Woo! I like the name
of that. That's a cool name.
Yeah. So bring some shoes. It's for back to school. And believe it or not, it's kind of sad, but a lot of kids don't even have shoes to go to school. We forget that part, you know?
Sure do.
Yeah. So please bring a pair of shoes.
And we'll take any sizes.
There's a lot of different outlets out there, too, that are giving, or not giving, but they are like, you know, getting school supplies to give to kids. Because a lot of times there's parents that can't afford it, you know?
That whole
so this works out great, man. Yeah. All right, tomorrow, 11 to 1
at Outlets of Castle Rock.
You got it.
DJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, I got a question for you.
Sure.
How does the Parade of Homes work? Denver's Parade of Homes is this weekend. Do you go there and look at models and then you buy in that neighborhood, or is it just
No, I think the Parade of Homes is actual, like, people's individual homes and look at it at their homes.
They allow you to come into their homes?
I know. I think it's sketch, too.
Is that like,
I mean, or is this parade, there's different kinds. Like, is this Parade of Homes like a kickoff to a new community? Or
because sometimes they do have new community Parade of Homes, or you can bounce around from different communities.
Yeah, and it can have like
models.
A theme, right?
Okay, so here it is. Okay. Denver Parade of Homes returns running now this weekend through August 24th. Showcase of the latest architecture, home design along the Front Range. It just says, no, it's neighborhoods throughout the Denver metro area.
Right.
So it's all
over.
Because
I remember one year the governor's mansion was even on the Parade of Homes.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. So
you literally go to these homes in various parts of town, and you just go through them just to see the difference in architecture and the way they're made.
Yeah, right? And then what you do is Matthew Perry, and you open up their medicine cabinets, take all their drugs. That's what you do.
Oh, I wouldn't give that information out. I don't think you do that.
Isn't that what Matthew Perry said? I mean, I know it's sad, but
Didn't he say that
he would go to open houses just to go through? I mean, that is an addiction right there.
Now, if you go to one of these homes and run yourself a good bath, you know, that's okay.
Yeah,
me.
That part's fine.
Yeah. But I wouldn't take
the
meds.
No, a lot of times they close all the bathrooms and then they won't let you go pee or anything like that.
Yeah,
because they don't want like strange butt heat on
their
stuff.
I totally get that.
Oh, yeah, you would want that.
No.
Man, I can't even imagine opening up my house to a Parade of Homes.
Well, my parade would be like this. They'd open the front door and they'd go, how many things from Amazon did you buy? And why haven't you opened them?
How do you volunteer to get on this list? Because, I mean, that takes some real guts to give up your home for the Parade of Homes.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, usually they have a theme, so I don't know if it's like the Frank Lloyd Wright era, even though I don't think we have any of those homes here. I don't know.
You can also tour all of them in online, too.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
See, that's
safer.
Yeah,
that's not as much fun, though.
Because doesn't it, like, make you feel like that sketchy people would, like, go, oh, there's a sliding glass door there.
Spadell, they should do the Parade of Basements.
Now, you get in on it.
Just do a parade. You're not allowed anywhere else in the house. Just go straight to the basement.
Oh my God. You know what? That is actually the funniest, best idea ever.
You know me, Jamie. I'm always thinking, man. I'm a marketing genius around here, okay? Savannah Bananas this weekend, too. That's going to be a huge, huge deal over at Coors Field. It's all weekend long.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I don't know about you, Jamie, but I am exhausted today.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
It's been a very, very, very long day with you. It's very, been... very long.
No, 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 not because of me. I'm saying it's been a lot of fun.
I'm sorry, yes.
It's been just a hoot.
It has been a hoot.
It's been a hoot, yeah. And I'm so...
I would call it memorable. It's been very memorable.
I'm so glad so many people, the thousands of people that received bags this morning, I'm glad they're happy.
By the way, don't forget, too, that Carson's going to be in Castle Rock tomorrow with bags.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
From 11 to 1.
Outlets of Castle Rock, come by and bring a pair of shoes. They could be new. They could be gently worn. Whatever. We'll take them any size.
You know, you didn't really ask me if you could actually do a bag drop on your own. Wait, I don't know how this came about.
You're the king of the bags.
I feel like I'm king of the bags.
You're the king of the bags.
That it should go through me. Uh-huh. Don't you kind of feel that way? I think it should.
No, what, you're not the boss of me.
I'm the hoarder of the bags. And he never asked. He just went and got his own bags.
He did because
I'll bet you they say the
Carson. We haven't gone south, though.
I'll bet you they say the Carson show on them. You probably marked out Slacker's name.
Yeah.
The Carson Show. On the backside.
I may have written over it.
You should do that tomorrow.
No, no, he shouldn't. No.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, my God, what is wrong with you?
It's a bad attitude. Bad attitude.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry about that. Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right, it's the weekend.
Castle Rock tomorrow.
Yeah, now let's Castle Rock. We'll be there.
Savannah Bananas.
Woo! Shoe drive.
Oh, yeah.
Savannah
bring
Bananas.
Shoes. I'm so sorry. Interrupt.
Yeah, shoe drive.
Yeah, bring shoes. Shoe drive.
Yeah, you got to mention that too.
For a bag.
Gotta, yeah. Gotta get some shoes,
yeah, yeah. Shoes for a bag. What was that look? Are you okay?
This is not a sanctioned tote bag event, folks.
So I just want
you to know. I just
rattled.
Want you to know. This is not an officially sanctioned BJ tote bag event.
It's for the kids.
Yeah.
All right,
they don't
you
have
can
shoes,
use it.
And so they get a. If you bring shoes, you get a bag.
Come all on. Right, you can borrow the name. Just go with it. Oh yeah, God. The Savannah Bananas.
Yep.
You don't know if you're going or not.
I am going.
How do you know?
No matter what, I'm going.
Oh, you are going. That's
I
right.
mean, has anybody yeah. seen what's his name, Ron Johnson, or what did I say his name was? Anyway, can't find him.
Ron Johnson.
I don't think that's his name. But,
yeah, I don't think so either.
But anyway, he ghosted me. He had the tickets and he ghosted me.
You'll get in.
Yeah,
just go down there. Him. You'll get in.
Nah,
just flash a few hundos. You'll
oh,
be in.
I was going to flash my boobs.
Well, those hundos too. Still work. Yeah. That and a couple yeah. $100 bills.
You
boom, you're in, girl.
I'm in. Yep.
Enjoy the show.
Yep.
All right, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy. We will see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.